Good morning. Morning, everyone. There we go. Welcome back. We're so glad you all here worshiping with us at Gates Presbyterian Church today. It's your first time, or you've been coming here your whole life. We're glad that you've chosen to worship God here with us. We have a few announcements to get us started about different events coming up in the life of the church, and I've got the first stack. So today we have Jamaica orientation right after Sunday school, confirmation at 4 o'clock, and then youth group from 6 to 8. Youth group's going to be right here, so you only have to go outside once just to get here, because it'll be cold. And we'll have Christina Mossgrabber come and share information from NAMI about what to do if somebody you know or love has depression or anxiety, ways we can help out. There will be pizza. You don't have to bring any money. It'll be a good time. Next up, Ian's got an announcement.
This Saturday, we have the Blue Mountain Coffee House from 6 o'clock to 8:30. It's $5. It gets you coffee. Tea or hot chocolate, whatever you prefer. And we'll have some great entertainers there, hopefully. On that note, if you would like to perform, please sign up ASAP on the bulletin board outside. And we also need sign-ups for baked goods. Preferably, we'd like those in by Friday. The proceeds from this will help out for the 2017 Jamaica trip. Thank you.
Good morning. Usually I'm up here asking you to make donations for St. Joseph's, which we do four times a year. But occasionally, the Goulash Committee is pressed into service for other things. And next Sunday is one of those. We're going to prepare a meal for Bridge House, which is the temporary homeless shelter that's being set up in Rochester until a more permanent structure is done through all of a sudden my senior moment has just happened. Anyways, so we're in need of some food donations and some donations of your time to help serve this meal and prepare it next Sunday. We're going to make it Sunday afternoon and take it right down. So the sign-up bulletin is out on the bulletin board, and we'd appreciate anything you can do to help us. Thank you.
As you may have noticed, our sanctuary still has its beautiful Christmas decorations, but it's getting about time to get rid of those. So if you haven't taken a poinsettia and you want one, go for it. We're also doing some cleaning up and packing away of all of our beautiful Christmas decorations right after worship. So if you want to stay, help us out. You don't have to get on a ladder, but you can. Especially if you've got kids in kids' choir and want something to do while they're singing, just come help us. Senior High's one final announcement. Our retreat is in 2 weeks. And so I need to know if you're coming. And if you're not coming, please also let me know so I don't call you and bug you to find out. It's going to be a wonderful time out at Covenant Acres, so I hope you can join us. Let us all prepare our hearts to worship God. Please stand and join me in the call to worship. People of God, arise, shine, for your light has come. We will follow the light when it shines brightly in the night sky and glows dimly on the horizon. When we are in the presence of Emmanuel, may our knees bend in worship.
please join me for the call for a prayer of confession. God of light, we confess that we have gone astray and have left your light. We follow the dim lights of the world of success and fortune. We follow the fading light of personal salvation instead of helping those around us. Forgive us for not seeking the true light of your love for all the world. Forgive us for not following the ways of Jesus, who commanded us to love one another. Call us to be light bearers of love, compassion, and justice, in which the mystery of your love is revealed. Amen. Let us confess silently together. Christ shows us the light which serves, guides, and heals. When we stumble and fall, God shines the light of grace into our lives again. We are forgiven. We rejoice in God's love.
Now, will the children please come forward and join me up front? Everyone, I got a question for you. What did you get for Christmas? A foosball table?
Nice.
What did you get? A sewing machine? Ooh. What did you guys give for Christmas? What? Oh, Christmas tree ornaments. That's awesome. A puzzle? You give your mom a puzzle? Your dad. That's awesome. So, question for you guys. Are you done getting Christmas presents? You're not sure about this. That's smart. You never know. So, I've got a few more presents to show you. And you guys might have to scooch up a little to see. Who are these three people right here? The three kings, three wise men. What do you think? The wise men? Yeah. So, a very long time ago, after Jesus was born, there appeared a giant star in the sky. And that was one extra gift from God to these wise men. Because when they saw the star, they got really excited and wanted to follow it to see what was going on. So those three wise men brought presents. And they walked all the way to find baby Jesus. They came all the way from another country just to see who Jesus was. And they had that star as a gift from God to guide them and show them where Jesus was. So today I've got some stars for you guys, too. So this is one last teeny tiny Christmas present. So all of these stars have words on them. So when you guys get these, that word will help guide you to God. Something for you to take all year and remember. And when you see these words, know that God loves you. And God gives you lots of different ways to be happy, like some of these. You think you guys can do that?
Yeah.
All right, so let's pray first. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for gifts and giving presents to others. May we follow you always. Amen. All right, come on up and get your stars.
first reading of the word will come from Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. And the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Their sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord.
Our second scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. Listen now for God's word. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men, and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. There ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Friends, this is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God. Happy New Year. So glad to be back here at GPC with you all. After Christmas, Philip and I tried to fly back home to Nebraska and technically made it, but not very easily. We flew to Detroit and had our flight canceled, ended up crashing at a third cousin's house in Detroit. They are very nice people. And then flying out at 7 a.m. the next morning. It was definitely not how I planned on spending my first day of vacation, or how they planned on spending their Monday night, I'm guessing. But sometimes travel takes you where you didn't expect. Heading home by another way isn't the end of the world, even when it's inconvenient. After that trip, though, I'm ready to stay put here in Rochester for a little while. Our trip to Nebraska was complicated, but it was nothing compared to the journey of the Magi. These wise men had no GPS to guide them, but instead followed a star to seek the newborn king of the Jews. We don't know very much about these men at all. We're not even actually positive they were men, or how many of them there were. We know just enough. We know that they must have been smart. They had enough money and freedom to travel for months to seek Jesus. They were educated enough to navigate by starlight. They were definitely astronomers and quite possibly royalty. We also know that they came from very, very far away, possibly Persia or modern-day Iran. These magi saw the appearance of a new star in the sky, dropped everything, and followed it. I wonder how many other people saw the star but stayed at home, making excuses. I can't go now. I'm too busy. It looks like too much work. I don't even know what's on the other end. But they didn't just admire the star from a distance. These people prepared gifts and they set off on their journey, willing to make sacrifices to meet this new king, to discover something new. The Magi were determined to find this king, searching for months or possibly even years. It doesn't seem like they knew exactly what kind of king they were looking for, though, because the first place they go when they're getting close is right up into Jerusalem, the capital. They march up to the current king, Herod, and ask him where the newborn king of Jews is. You have to wonder how talented the wise men were that they followed a star for thousands of miles and then missed. They ride across nations to find where their star is leading them, and as soon as they see a palace, they just assume that's got to be right. They make it all the way to the right country, the right area, and then instead of following the star to Bethlehem, they take a wrong turn. Now, I can't blame them. Jerusalem is the capital. If a new king is born, it should be Herod's son. But the palace doesn't have any new babies or even any royal toddlers. And Herod realizes that he's in danger. If a new king of the Jews has been born and it's not one of his kids, there's a problem. Herod consults his sages, who read the scriptures and realize that the wise men had just overshot it a little. Prophet Micah says the king is to be born in Bethlehem, not Jerusalem. Bethlehem is just this sleepy little suburb on the wrong side of the tracks. So, of course, the wise men assumed it wasn't their stop. They traveled to Jerusalem, the place of power, to meet a powerful king. Instead, they have to be open to going somewhere new, to meet God in a poverty-stricken suburb. Herod wishes the wise men luck in their search and tells them to report back. Apparently, he doesn't want to just go with them to Bethlehem. This cracks me up. Bethlehem is 4 miles from Jerusalem. 4. Even in that day and age, Herod could have gone, killed baby Jesus, and been back in time for supper. But even though he wants to defend his throne, he's not going to go to that much trouble. Herod can't be bothered to leave his beautiful palace, and he certainly isn't going to go to some dirty street in another neighborhood. Jerusalem to Bethlehem is too far, about as far as it is from here to Cameron, or to the city center. Herod just can't be bothered. So instead, the wise men take off again, out of the golden palace and into a dirty stable, where a poor family greets them. The star has guided them to Christ, God on earth. Not a wealthy God, but one who loves humanity so much he has come to live alongside the poor and the disadvantaged. Because the wise men were willing to be guided away from what they expected, they got to come face to face with Christ. Today's celebration of Epiphany is when we hear the story of how the wise men came to pay Jesus homage. In everyday language, Epiphany is a realization that changes the way we see the world. Perhaps the wise men had their own epiphany when they followed the star and were led to a young family far away from the splendor of a palace. And they bowed down to Jesus, a tiny baby born to ordinary parents. The wise men recognized the answer to all their searching wasn't in a palace. A tiny baby who would bring light to the nations lived among common people. Jesus was born for all who sought a better way of life. Regular people, young families, and foreigners. Through his birth, every person had a chance at salvation. And every person was invited to receive God's glory. After they worshiped the young Jesus, the wise men go home by another road, avoiding Herod's murderous anger. But Jesus isn't safe. An angel warns Joseph that Herod is searching for them. Mary and Joseph will do anything to keep their son safe. so they become refugees. Jesus Christ, God on earth, escapes off to Egypt to live in a foreign land until Israel is safe for him again. You don't know anything about Jesus' time in Egypt, which means it was probably pretty normal. He grew up a little, learned to walk and talk. Family managed to find ways to take care of themselves and stay safe until they were guided back home. People in Egypt welcomed these refugees, helped the young couple find a new place to raise their child. Mary and Joseph's bravery and willingness to be open to God, even in some place new, kept Jesus safe. As we look for God's path in our lives in this new year, I hope we're all open to some travel. Sometimes finding God means being guided to the big city or the sleepy suburbs or a place you did not expect to go. It means being willing to speak with strangers, visiting new places and taking detours, being open to God's surprises. Sometimes we have delays. We make wrong turns. We have to adjust our plans. But through all of it, God's light still shines for us, patiently leading us onward. No matter what happens this year, God's light will be there, ready to guide us, if only we are searching for it. During the children's sermon, our kids receive stars with a word each on them. And don't worry, I have plenty more. Soon I'll invite you all up to receive a star of your own as well. If you're not comfortable getting up, wave a hand around in marital delivery. I invite you to use this word on your star as a way to focus your faith in the new year. And sorry, you guys don't get to pick. Open yourself up to God's guidance in your life just as it comes. Let your star word guide you throughout the year. See what it is that you might need and give thanks for what you've been given. May Christ's light remind us all that God's love is right here, waiting for us. Whenever we are open to receive it, please come forward now. All right, see if there are any hands. now is our time to share the joys that light up our days, and also the people that we love that we want to lift up in prayer during hard times. Who has something they'd like to share with us today?
I have a prayer of joy. I have a brand new grandson born December 12th, Maxwell James.
Congratulations.
I'd like everyone to pray for Katie Sapansky. Her mother died last week, and pray for her, my son and their family. They all feel so bad. She struggled for a long, long time to live for her children and her grandchildren, and she's a good friend. I love her. Thank you. All right.
Sherry Barrett, say some words on thanks for my mom, Marietta Meyer. Most of you know that she fell and broke her shoulder right after Thanksgiving, and she wants to say thanks for all the prayers and thoughts and cards and meals and everything. She's getting better, slowly rehabbing. Almost got her here today, so hopefully we'll see her in a few weeks.
Andrea Unson, prayers for the Dady family. Kenna is in the pediatric care unit at Strong, and just prayers for the family for all that they have to go through. Thank you.
Prayers for Dady.
Lauren Henderberg, prayers for my husband and his family and our extended family. As two of his relatives entered hospice this week.
We have prayers to share from our children as well. Joys for the gifts of Christmas and for new ears pierced, which did not hurt, so not bad. Prayers of concern for Grandma and Grandpa's dog Murphy, who died. Hoping them who are sad right now. Is there anything else people would like to share? Then let us pray together. God of wonder and mystery, God of winding ways and straight paths, we gather today with gratitude the gift of your constant presence and your trustworthy guidance. You dare to love us despite our inability to respond fully. You dare to care for us despite our challenge in caring for others. You dare to walk with us, despite our fickleness. On our own journeys, you continue to lead us forward, guiding us by the teachings of Jesus to seek justice, love kindness, and walk humbly in your loving shadow. As we struggle with the wars waged across this world for justice and for greed, with the violence committed daily against the innocent, and the pain of broken relationships and loss, you remain steadfast in your care and devotion. Even in our doubts and disbelief, our struggle to understand, sometimes our flat-out ignorance about your ways, Holy God, you remain present to us. And we thank you. Today we remember those who are lonely. May you lead us to reach out and be fair friends. We lift up those who are hungry, that you may lead us to offer sustenance. We lift up those who are lost, that you might help us to give hope and direction. We ask for peace among the countries of the world. May we find a way to work together to lift one another up. And always, God, we ask for your help in our own lives, that we might continue on this journey, learning the lessons you offer, seeking the fullness of your creation, and living as you would have us live. These prayers and hopes we offer in confidence and gratitude of your love, in the presence and name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of forever. Amen. Friends, all that we have is a gift from God. So let us give thanks, and give back our offerings freely, help our church and help those around the world who need to feel God's love. The ushers will come forward to collect our offering. Let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for the blessings you bring to us, and we give you thanks for the chance to share those blessings with others. Bless these offerings that they may go out to share your love, care for your people, and to remind everyone of your light. In your name we pray. Amen. Now go in peace. Love God and serve your neighbor. And know that no matter where you think you're going and where you end up on your journey, God will still be with you every step of the way. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with each and every one of us, now and forevermore. Amen.